Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's time to be in the presence of the Lord. If you're listening to me, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and right here on this show, we get to learn here and we get to share the Word of God. And if you've been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is. Please kindly help us to share until it gets to the people it ought to get to. Bless the soul today. Give this word as a gift to somebody today. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the first day in the month of May 2025. It's a beautiful time to be alive, and indeed we are grateful for the one who has given us the grace to see a brand new day, the one who has made it possible that we live, we get to breathe every single day. He neither sleeps nor slumbers. Unto you, immortal, invisible Lord, we want to say thank you. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Our topic for today is earth-shaking events. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 22, Sweet Hour of Prayer. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 1 Chronicles chapter 7 to chapter 9. Our memory verse is taken from Acts chapter 4 verse 31. Acts chapter 4 verse 31, we says, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Acts chapter 4 verse 31, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. And our Bible reading for today is taken from Acts chapter 16 from verse 25 to 26. Acts chapter 16 from verse 25 to 26. From verse 25 it reads, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaking. At once, all the prison doors flew open, and everyone's chain came loose. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, on the day of Pentecost, the disciples were gathered together in one room and in one accord, when suddenly there came a sound as of a rushing mighty wind, like we see in Acts chapter 2 from verse 1 to 4. This wind shook the entire house, and until now the world has not recovered from that event. Whether you believe it or not, God is about to shake the whole world. A great revival is here, and you can be a part of it. In 1979, I attended a Kenneth Hagin camp meeting in Tulsa, Oklahoma, with my father in the Lord and four other brethren. We stayed in Mayor Hotel, And very early one morning, my father in the Lord sent for all of us. And we got to his room and we saw him praying in the Holy Spirit more deeply than we had ever seen him pray before. It was at that meeting that he dropped a bombshell. He was going to be called to glory soon, and I would be succeeding him as a church leader. When he said that, we all began to pray fervently. We were still praying when suddenly the hotel engineer came knocking at the door. As I was standing closest to the door, I opened it. The engineer then asked, "What kind of instrument are you playing?" I replied, "We are not playing any instrument. We are praying." He didn't believe me, so he entered the room and looked everywhere. As he was going out, he asked and looked everywhere. As he was going out, he asked, "What did you say you were doing?" I replied, "We were praying." Then I asked, "What is wrong?" He said, "The hotel is shaking and we have traced all the sources of the vibration to this room. The building's foundation was tested in an attempt to trace the cause of the vibration and nothing was found. After we left, the hotel was shut down because there was a major concern about the vibration. Since they could not detect the cause of the vibration, they couldn't possibly have believed that it was as a result of our prayers. The hotel had been shut down for 30 years. That was an event that preceded the revival we are witnessing in the RCCG today. When believers pray together in unity, great things happen. We can influence the world effectively and win many souls into the kingdom faster. Beloved, if you want to be a part of a revival that will shake the earth and reveal God's glory, you must become accustomed to fervent prayers in unity with other believers. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, fervent prayers in one accord with other believers will bet earth-shaking events and great revival. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you would like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, to remain blessed. Bye-bye.